Eigentlich ist bei der
Gearbeitung. Ask everyone to take your seats, please. Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. The first item we have is public comments. Anyone like to make a statement regarding anything? No? Other than you, Mr. Miller? No? Okay. So we'll move on from that one. Approval of the minutes of February 15, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Local Assistance Division.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I've got four items for you this month. The first one is the airport access policy revision that we presented to the board last month in the workshop session. As a reminder, this policy revision will replace the airport access policy that this board adopted in 1996, basically modernizing it to match up with our Economic Development Access Program policy, and it also directs the department to develop the first airport access program guide, which we are currently working on with our partners from the Department of Aviation who are here with us today and plan to publish that by the end of the month. So we bring that forward for you today, recommending your approval of the new policy.
We have a motion on, any questions on the first item?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Next item is a revenue sharing allocation, or reallocation, I should say, that's been requested by Buchanan County. They have a project that's funded with revenue sharing funds that's on Route 83. It's a pretty significant project. They've requested the reallocation of some of their revenue sharing funds on that project to a new revenue sharing project, which is the intersection of Route 83 and Route 744. They're doing that to, one, save money, and two, accelerate the schedule for the project, and they'd be able to take that breakout project to advertisement during the next fiscal year. So we recommend your approval of that revenue sharing reallocation.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Sure.
All right. We have an economic development access request from the City of Galax. They have a new industry, Albany Industries, that is coming into the City of Galax and is going to invest a little shy of $4 million in a new facility in the City of Galax. They've requested the allocation of $401,000 from the Economic Development Access Fund to construct a little over a tenth of a mile of roadway in the City of Galax to provide access to that new facility. We recommend your approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much.
All right. Last one is a recreational access project. This one's requested by Warren County for a new park, Rockland Park, that's being developed on a 219-acre site. We've coordinated this request with the Department of Conservation and Recreation, and they concur with the request. We're recommending your allocation of $350,000 in recreational access funds for the construction of a roadway and $75,000 in recreational access funds for the construction of a bikeway to provide access to that new park facility.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before Jennifer leaves, I just wanted to thank her publicly for all the hard work she's doing on the enhancement project.
Yes.
I know she's really helped me, and I'm sure she's helped my colleagues.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Rook, thank you very much. Absolutely. What about my devolution? Did you take care of that, too?
Yeah. Your devolution.
Mr. Keith is still working on it.
Traffic engineering. No one? Okay, so on a truck restriction, anybody want to make a motion? Any other questions?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Maintenance Division. Anyone have any questions about Jolly Pond
Move
Road?
Move approval. Second.
All right, I just want to tell you, I hate this thing.
Second.
I just want to tell you, we've got to make sure we have signs up. People don't realize this is not state-maintained, and they're taking their lives in their own hands, okay?
Is this a form of devolution?
This is true devolution. This is a devil in the devolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, we'll see to the signage and the turnaround.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary. I'm standing in for my Broadway director and his assistant, who I guess has not gotten back from lunch yet, but I don't want to hold progress up. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, are three limited access change requests. The first one deals with the Metrorail project. They have sites where they put these pads to put down their electrical facilities. We'd be granting them an access break to be able to service and maintain those facilities, and I would ask for your approval for that access break.
I move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The next two are limited access breaks, both along Interstate 64, one in Covington that will move the right-of-way line back and provide some property to convey to the adjacent property owner. The second one is along 64 in Albemarle County. It's to help out the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority, who are building a larger dam to retain a larger amount of water. I would point out, Mr. Chairman, that we need to make a technical change in the third whereas clause, where it talks about raising the reservoir elevation by approximately 30 feet, that needs to have some parenthetical language that says 42 feet ultimately. So if I could just get someone to make a motion to make amendment to it and then approve it, that'd be great.
Second.
All those in favor?
Is this the Culpepper thing? Is this the Culpepper deal?
The Culpepper deal?
Culpepper district thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You should do that.
So I'm all in favor.
I'm sorry, the motion was on one or both?
The motion is to amend the one in Albemarle County to make a technical change to that third whereas clause to make it clear that it's 42 feet, the ultimate reservoir elevation.
Okay, well, let's take one at a time. So, A, you have a motion on A?
I'll move.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, so we have B now, the amended.
I move the adoption of this with the amendment.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Ms. Mitchell.
Please don't open.
Good afternoon. I have two items for you. The first one is the addition to projects in the 12 through 17 six-year program. There's four projects. One is being funded by Open Container funds in the Richmond District, and the other three, which are related to Mark Center, are being provided by the Department of Defense.
Move the approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
And the next second item I have is our regular monthly transfers for your approval, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I just have a quick question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Rich?
So I can kind of understand this. When you look at, and I don't have any substantive questions, this is just a procedural question. I was told we can't, by law, move things from primary to urban or primary to secondary.
If they are.
Because of the formula. But we're doing that in some of these cases. How do we get by with that?
I'm not seeing any. Do you have one specific that you're pointing out?
If primary to urban.
If the system, if it's discretionary funding, it can be moved among the systems like the bridge funding, safe routes to school, safety. It's only if it says formula that it cannot be moved among the systems.
I get that.
You have a motion?
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Mr. Page.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Item 11 on your action item list today is action on the Southeast High-Speed Rail Recommendation Report. As the board may recall, at its February 15th workshop meeting last month, we gave a presentation and update on the recommendation report. From February 9th until March the 9th, we had a 30-day public information comment period. We did receive seven comments. Two local governments, the town of La Crosse, one of the council members wrote in for the town, as well as Chesterfield County's administrator wrote in as well. La Crosse is asking that we take a look at the elevation of the railroad through their town, which we are willing to do, as well as Chesterfield County also was in agreement with the recommendation report for the rail alignment and also asked that we work with them as we go through the road alignment designs based on the recommendation action of today. The MPO, the Tri-Water TPO down in Hampton Roads, wrote in support of the document, as well as the Southern Environmental Law Center of Virginia's for High Speed Rail. We did have two public comments, one phone call of those two comments, and then one in writing. The written comment was just a letter requesting information for operating and revenue costs of the line, and the telephone call from one citizen who lived out of the area but owned property down in the county, Brunswick County, just expressed that property impacts would be borne but not have a station in the area, and also pointed out a grave site that was on their property, which we have already documented. So, Mr. Chairman, we are bringing this forward to the board today with recommendation of approval. Public comments received were generally good and did not require any adjustments to the report as presented and put out to the public for the 30-day period. Thank you.
Any questions? Second? Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Page. All right. Mr. Lawson, come on back up. We missed you. I haven't seen you in a bit.
It's been a long time, hasn't it? The first two items I have for you today are related to the early works presentation that Dusty made earlier. The first one is related to the delegation of or identification of an intent to reimburse. This relates to the Garvey bond proceeds. In order to meet the bond requirements, we need to declare that the project expenditures incurred prior to the issuance of bonds are intended to be reimbursed by the Garveys. What this resolution does is it will delegate to the chairman, to the commissioner, and to the CFO the ability to make that declaration in advance of an expenditure to make them available for Garvey proceeds. Because we are looking to go to with the early works and move forward with the project prior to issuing the bonds for the project later this summer, we need this resolution.
Move approval. Yeah, simply sort of an administrative matter, so we don't have to.
Yep.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
All right. The second item, number 13, is related to the utilization of the toll facility revolving funds to support the early works on I-95. Again, what the intent here is because we have not issued the Garveys to support the project, the toll facility revolving fund will provide advance funding to VDOT in order to use to support the project costs up until closing. And at that point in time, the federally eligible costs will be reimbursed by the Garveys. And the ineligible costs would then be reimbursed by the private sector. I did have one amendment I want to recommend on behalf of Mr. Rich in discussion. If you look at your resolution at the very bottom, whereas, the statement, I'll just read, picking up on the last sentence, the Garvey Anticipation Revenue Vehicle Bond proceeds or other such funds, and then insert as identified and then continue the sentence, made available by the Commonwealth Transportation Board.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Move it up.
14. We got another motion. We have a second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
15 is a similar action related to the downtown Midtown tunnel. In this case,
I think
we just did that.
You were so good.
We passed that by quickly.
Okay, y'all are really moving on me.
We voted on that quickly.
Okay.
We haven't got to the real thing.
All right. So we are on to 15.
Wait, you want a finance guy who's plotting.
I am plotting. Yeah, I thought you were adopting an amendment.
15.
This is what this amendment is for is supporting our refunding efforts associated with the Route 28 bonds. We are in the process of refunding eligible 2002 series bonds. A portion of these bonds were capital appreciation bonds, and as part of the refunding, we are looking to replace those capital appreciation bonds with current interest bonds. This will structure the debt service slightly different than the way it was outlined in the existing district contract, and what we need in working with Loudoun and Fairfax is the ability to be able to make some adjustments, and what we're asking with the resolution is for you to authorize and delegate the authority to the chairman to enter into that amended contract agreement.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I just had a quick question on that. The private sector is putting a lot of money into this, correct? And the local governments, how much are they putting in? Is it most of it, isn't it?
Three-fourths.
Yeah,
it's the best majority.
I think this is a great project, and we're going to do great separated interchanges here. And all these, the private sector and the locals are paying for it, so it's really a great thing for this north-south transit. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's get to contracts.
Mr. Secretary, Mr. Commissioner, members of the board, on February 22nd, the Department of Transportation took bids on 21 projects. Three of those projects exceeded $5 million. I recommend award and am seeking your concurrence on the award of those three projects.
Any questions? Any other contracts?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. All right, we have new business. Is there anything other than we are going to be going into closed session? And then when we come out, we will take up the item on the tolling. Is there anything other than that item for new business for anyone? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Commonwealth Transportation Board convene a closed meeting under the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, pursuant to Virginia Code paragraph 2.2-3711, parentheses A, parentheses 7, to consult with legal counsel and staff members on probable litigation regarding the comprehensive agreement between Elizabeth River Crossings, OPCO, LLC, and the Commonwealth related to the tolling authority and the Public-Private Transportation Act.
Second.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. We'll note that for the record. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, thank you all very much. Everyone can leave except for you, Mr. Bakke. Yes, and I'm obviously the staff that needs to be doing the briefing.
Okay,
we need to come out of closed session. Have a motion?
Yes, I move the following resolution, Mr. Chairman, whereas the Commonwealth Transportation Board has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas paragraph 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commonwealth Transportation Board certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under this chapter were discussed in the closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board.
I'm sorry, I had a second.
Second.
Okay. Let's do a roll call vote. Chairman Connaughton?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Worley?
Aye.
You have to, you know, I think you have to close. Ms. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Bowie?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Davis? Mr. Ellis?
Aye.
Mr. Garzinski?
Aye.
Mr. Keene?
Aye.
Mr. Coulombe?
Aye.
Mr. Lane?
Aye.
Mr. Lauterbach?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Aye.
Mr. Peek?
Aye.
And Mr. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a resolution to submit to the board. Whereas the Public-Private Transportation Act of 1995, Code of Virginia, paragraph 56-556, the PPTA, in parentheses, grants the Virginia Department of Transportation, parentheses, the department, as a responsible public entity, the authority to enter into a comprehensive agreement to allow private entities to develop and or operate qualifying transportation facilities. And whereas the PPTA further states that, one, a private entity shall have the power to develop and or operate the qualifying transportation facility and impose user fees in conjunction with the use thereof. Two, a comprehensive agreement shall provide for such user fees as may be established from time to time by agreement of the parties. And three, user fees means rates, tolls, fees, or other charges imposed by the private entity for use of all or a portion of the qualifying transportation facility pursuant to a comprehensive agreement. And whereas the Department at Elizabeth River Crossings, OPCO, LLC, the concessionaire, are parties to that certain comprehensive agreement relating to the downtown tunnel slash midtown tunnel slash Martin Luther King freeway extension project, dated as of December 5th, 2001, in parentheses, the comprehensive agreement, attached with Exhibit A thereto as Exhibit A hereto. And whereas the comprehensive agreement sets forth the agreement between the department and concessionaire to, one, to finance, develop, design, construct, manage, operate, and maintain the project assets as determined and defined by the comprehensive agreement, and two, to establish, impose, charge, collect, use, and enforce payment of tolls and related charges for the use of the project assets, parentheses, the project, all as are more specifically specified in the comprehensive agreement. And whereas the project will develop and expand the existing transportation network between Portsmouth, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, to provide users of the project assets with increased transportation capacity between the two cities and congestion relief within the transportation network. And whereas the comprehensive agreement sets forth a schedule identifying vehicle and user classifications, tolling periods, toll rates, and toll rate escalation provisions. And whereas the comprehensive agreement, the department has agreed to contribute a public funds amount, parentheses, as such term is defined in the comprehensive agreement, in an amount not to exceed $412 million, of which the department will fund up to $350 million from the proceeds of issuing Commonwealth and Virginia Federal Transportation Grant Anticipation Revenue Notes, in parentheses, Garvey Notes, and whereas the State Revenue Bond Act, parentheses, Code of Virginia, paragraph 33.1-267, parentheses, is specifically authorizing the Commonwealth Transportation Board, parentheses, the board, to fix and collect tolls and other charges for the use of projects identified by the board to be financed in whole or in part through the issuance of Garvey notes. And whereas the Code of Virginia, paragraph 33.1-12, parentheses 15, generally vests the board with the power to establish highway user fees for the systems of state highways, and whereas on September 4, 2009, the department entered into a cooperative agreement, parentheses, a cooperative agreement, with the Federal Highway Administration, parentheses, FHWA, pursuant to which FHWA authorized the department to operate the project, parentheses, directly or through a third public authority or private entity, as a toll facility as part of a value pilot pricing program. And whereas the imposition of tolls for the use of the project assets is required to finance the project. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commonwealth Transportation Board that, one, the board hereby affirms the project, and while not otherwise required by the PPTA, ratifies the terms and conditions of the comprehensive agreement. And two, the board, pursuant to the State Revenue Bond Act, parentheses, Code of Virginia, paragraph 33.1-267, the Code of Virginia, paragraph 33.1-12, parentheses 15, and the cooperative agreement specifically approves and ratifies the imposition and collection of tolls on the project assets as contemplated and set forth in Exhibit J to the comprehensive agreement and attached hereto as Exhibit B, including without limitation the specified rates and escalation thereof during the term of the comprehensive agreement. And three, this resolution will take effect immediately upon its adoption.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, I'm going to do a roll call.
A roll call, Chairman.
I don't have to do a roll call?
Just a vote.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you all very much. And with that, Mr. Peake?
I have some new business. Certainly some discussion. There have been some things said in this meeting and some things that were brought up in the General Assembly by some legislators, I believe state senators from the Tidewater area, comments made by Mr. Rich earlier in today's meeting, that money should be taken from the Route 29 bypass of Charlottesville and transferred to the Tidewater region. There have been comments that Tidewater's financing everybody else's road projects, that the Lynchburg District and the Culpeper District somehow are not paying any of their fair share of taxes for road transportation. And I strongly disagree with these actions and these comments. I would ask each of the Transportation Board members, when they go to your six-year plan, to look at the thickness of the projects that you're going to be voting on. and go back and look at them for the past 3 and 4 years and see what the disparity is between the Lynchburg district and the Culpeper district and every other district in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Even Bristol, which is a very rural district, far exceeds anything, any money that has been given.
What do you mean, even Bristol?
Y'all are a rural area, just like Lynchburg district and Culpeper. I think we're the most rural, and that's what I mean. And y'all have gotten far more money than the Lynchburg district over the past number of years, and it's continuing. And I don't have a problem with that. The problem that we have, and that this board is going to have to address amongst ourselves with our General Assembly, is no money flows through the formula anymore. And hasn't in a number of years, and it is not going to for a number of years. And when no money flows through the formula, small districts without interstates like the Lynchburg district get short shrift when it comes to allocating funds. We've got one project that's not even in our district, $200 million, that's been on the books for 20 plus years, and people are in the General Assembly are trying to take it away. People on this board are trying to take it away. And it's not right.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm not through. And
you're doing good.
I'm doing good. And I know it's not the board's fault. I don't take any particular umbrage of what the board members have said. I understand what's going on. But this is going to have to be addressed at some point, that no money's flowing through the formula. There are no new funds for new roads. I've been almost, in our district, there's no new construction. It's maintenance. And that is about all we get. At least in Newport News, in this Portsmouth area, at least y'all are building new roads. We're building no new roads. It's not something we can address because we can't provide the money. But it's something that needs to be discussed amongst our legislators, in your area, my area, across the Commonwealth. Anybody who travels to North Carolina, they got nice roads and they don't have any tolls. I don't know of any tolls. I ask people, we've been having meetings in our area. I don't know of any tolls in North Carolina. And every new road we're building just about has tolls. And I asked the VDOT, DMV, and the commissioner to find out why our roads are tolled and theirs aren't. And that's my new business.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Miller?
I agree with everything my colleague has said. I'm not one of the ones that advocates taking money from anybody.
Right.
The fundamental problem that we have is exactly what he said, which is our citizenry has been unwilling to referendum, which I think is a bad way to go anyway. It's been unwilling to raise money on themselves, and the legislators that they have elected have been unwilling to raise the necessary money to pay for the transportation system. And until that is fixed, we're never going to get out of this mess. We count ourselves, and we're very proud of, we're the best state in the union, the United States, to do business. You come back here 20 or 30 years from now and you don't invest in your infrastructure, you're not going to be that. You're going to be in deep trouble. And our legislators need to understand that. We need to get the ones that are there and the ones that we elect in the future to understand that. And nobody likes paying taxes. I certainly don't. I want it to be as little as it can possibly be. But when the roof is leaking in the house, you better fix the roof or you're going to lose the floor and then the foundation. And that's the boat we're in, and we need to wake up and get on with it, bite the damn bullet, and move on. And be very careful in the way that we do it so that we're equitable and that we're efficient and that we're spending the money wisely.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to belabor this, but I agree with my dear friend, Mr. Peek, on part of his statement and disagree on another. Certainly, I think our two districts need additional funding. But it's not the quantity of projects, it's the quality of projects. If we're going to fund projects, they must work. Charlottesville bypass, by our own internal documents, shows that it will operate at a level F. How can we take a quarter of a billion or 500 million away from the Commonwealth and put it in something that will not work? It doesn't make sense, and the taxpayers are the tar and feathers if we're not going to spend the little money that we have in the right way. I'm all in favor of giving the Lynchburg District more money, and we have a lot of projects in the Culpeper District that need funding. But I don't see how we can justify a huge amount of money on a project that will not work.
Just remind the Secretary that we have sent two resolutions that I'm aware of to the legislature stating these facts.
We have.
We have, and I think the only way that you can, Einstein said insanity is doing the same thing over and over.
And expecting different results.
Different results. Well, that's where we are unless you want to elect somebody to...
Mr. Keynes,
just a little bit of history and a few comments, and I think the way that we're starting to see the way that we're doing business now really is what we've been reduced to because people have failed to live up to the responsibilities that they were either elected or selected to do. And in that process, we're having to establish these tolls, which are not totally bad in some situations, but they're not the answer for all of our problems. And this began in 202, and that's the process that we talk about now of crossover. And we came in, and there's three of us left, or two of us left, that came in 02. We found that the state with a $12 billion deficit, we found that this particular situation in this board had $875 million deficit spending ongoing on existing contracts that were out there. And we had to get special legislation to bail us out on and make special appropriation on existing contracts that we had to get and identify revenue to do. The board had to sit down and remove 311 projects from the six-year plan. There have been several appeals, and this is a bipartisan problem. There have been several proposals from different parties that have had an answer to this problem, and it's been an increase in the gasoline tax. And the real issue we've got is that $500 million has been taken out of the construction funds that you can use to build tunnels with to do the maintenance on the third largest system in the state. And so there's a lot of issues that go back to those 10 years. And this is the way that we're reduced to doing business. This is the way we've got to do business. This is a good project. We're going to support it. We're going to move forward in Eastern Virginia. And Tampa Road, just not Tidewater. that's what we're reduced to. That's what we've got until someone steps up with what Shep has already identified as raising the appropriate amount of revenue first to maintain the roads and then look at what do we need to build roads.
Mr. Lauterbach.
I'll make this brief. I know the hour's late, but I agree with what my colleagues are saying. And I was in the legislature. I know the discussion's been there about raising revenue. But we also, as a board and as an agency, have a responsibility to make sure that what projects we have out there are well watched, and we check about to make sure that they're well designed and very efficient and economic. I have one in my district, and I've talked to the chairman about this. I mean, it's a $24 million project, two bridges. It could have been done for $16 million because we didn't design the right-of-way very well, the route that it took. And when you do those types of things and you blow $8 million that could have been used someplace else, that's only on one project. If you look at them in other areas, it's more money lost that could have gone to other projects. I'm just saying we all have a responsibility. We can't throw it all back on the governor. We can't throw it all back on the legislature. We're all in this together with limited funds and higher costs to produce these roads. And as a result of some some environmental reviews and different things, projects are drug out longer, costs escalate, so we have to be very prudent with what money we got. And I just want to close my comments on that.
Thanks, Mr. Lauterbach.
Mr. Chairman, very briefly, I'd just like to second what Mr. Lauterbach has said. I think it's so important that we're cost-effective use of our dollars. The Commissioner and I have talked about on some occasions, and especially in the rural areas, where these rural roads are over-designed and the bridges are over-designed, and the taxpayers see that, and they say, well, they're wasting money. And so I'm going to tell my state senator, I don't want them to get any more money. And so we need to look at these things and try to be as cost-effective, use this concept of low-impact design, value engineering, to get these things built in the most cost-effective way. This is an op-ed page.
Anyone else like to? We have a couple members that haven't spoken yet. Are you sure?
Mr. Secretary.
No, you don't, Mr. Prentice. With that, the meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board is adjourned. See you all next time.
Good meeting, guys.